Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My name's Poppy Hillstead, got one GCSE in child development, didn't do very well at school. This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellows act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Reenacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. You know, chat rooms used to be these thriving communities on the internet. You could go in there, you could talk to people from all over the world. But now, I'm going to be honest, they're full of absolute weirdos. So for a year, I've been going to chat rooms, having conversations with people. You know, when I first started this, I wanted to find some people that I could actually have like a, you know, make a real connection with. And yeah, maybe there'd probably be a lot of smut in it. But I also thought there'd be sweet moments like here and there. You know, it'd make you laugh, but it'd make you cry as well. And kind of think about how we connect with people and how we're actually like all the same and everything. But yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't turn out like that at all. It's been, 100% filth. It's no sweet moments in the slightest. It's grim. I'm going to be honest with you, it's grim. You might be thinking, how are you going to show us these conversations you've had with people from all over the internet? We can't see words through a little earbud, can we? And my answer to that is, don't try and be a smartass. I'm going to get me and my mates to reenact them for you. Pipe down, please. Let's see what happened when I went into a fantasy roleplay chat room.
Fantasy roleplay chat room.
Wow. Okay. I'm in the lobby area of a fantasy roleplay chat rooms. Can see some wizards. Knight over there, little pixie person down there. Feel a bit nervous, really. Maybe I'll do a bit of. I could be like a goblin or something. So, okay. I'm just gonna go for it. Hey guys. Oh, I'm a fucking goblin girl. Does anyone want to role play with me? I'm a goblin girl. You have received a private message. Wow, okay. All right, yeah. You have received a private message. Looks like that worked. My private message is overflowing right now. Private message. Bit of fun, isn't it?
Dragon Phallus has entered the chat.
Hey, Goblin Girl 88. You do realise you're shouting into the lobby, don't you?
Aye. Sorry.
What kind of roleplay scenario are you looking for?
I'm a goblin and I'm wanting to do a bit of goblin roleplay.
Good luck with that.
Cheers, you fucking prick. Oh, Christ, there's got to be someone out there that's in some, like, goblin roleplay. Anyone? Anyone out there? Wizard Nipple has entered the chat.
Hey, Goblin Girl, you want to chat? Or are you busy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. You down for a bit of goblin roleplay?
Yeah, but I've never done it, if I'm perfectly honest. Lol.
Yeah, that's all right. It's pretty easy, if I'm honest. We can just see what happens. Just need to be goblins. You okay with that?
Okay, what made you want to roleplay as a goblin?
Yeah, basically, I just like the look of them and, they can be quite magical.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Yeah, before that, what do you look like then?
For real?
No, in the roleplay.
Oh, I have no idea, lol. I can't remember what goblins should look
like. Yeah, okay, alright, it doesn't matter. Should we just get on with it then?
Okay, lol. You want to start?
Yeah, sure. Okay, alright. Okay. Let me just get into the mood. You walk into a wooded area. Light is bouncing off dew on the lush green blades of grass. You can faintly make out the shape of somebody laying amongst the wildflower.
Hello? Is someone there?
Hello? Do you mind coming and helping me, please?
Yeah, sure. What can I do for you?
As you come closer, you realise that the creature laying amongst the wildflower is a goblin wearing lingerie. I'm sorry, kind sir. Can you help me? I've just got my foot stuck in this pixie trap. Just going to give you a bit of a heads up. So, in this world, pixies are utter bastards. And, we basically just hunt them for food, okay?
Okay. I notice you're in lingerie and concentrate on being a gentleman. I'll have that open for you in a second, miss, I say. I pull the trap apart.
Oh, thank you so much, kind sir. I know this is a bit rude of me to ask, but, you know, I'm injured and everything, and I was just wondering if you could take me back to my goblin house. Do you mind carrying me?
Of course, miss. I scoop you up in my arms and say, which way?
Oh, it's just a few miles that way. Okay, and then we walk, and then, we get to my goblin house. We're at my goblin house now.
Here you go, miss. I set you down outside.
Ah. Thank you again. This is a bit embarrassing again, but just say no if you want to. But do you mind taking me inside? You know, I'm just injured.
I open up the door and carry you in.
You come face to face with a rather tall, angry-looking goblin. Oh, just ignore him. That's my son. It's a little bit awkward, really. You know, he's in his mid-30s and he's still not moved out. I mean, yeah, I kind of get it. Like, it's really hard to get a job in these parts. But, you know, at the same time, I'm just craving, like, I need my privacy and stuff.
Hey, dude, just helping your mum here.
Hey, pal. Okay. My son says. He looks a bit unsure about you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I whisper to you, this is really embarrassing. Really, really embarrassing. But do you mind taking me into my bedroom?
I take you through and set you down on the bed. I'm sure your son will be fine.
Oh, thank you so much, kind sir. You know, for everything you've done. I actually have one more request. But, you know, I'm just going to warn you now. It is really, really quite embarrassing.
Yes?
Yeah, I was wondering, would you be able to take off my lingerie for me? I'm injured and everything, and I'd like to be able to do it myself, but I can't. Do it myself.
Okay, but only if you can't do it yourself. Where shall I start?
I reckon start with my goblin bra. Just giving you a heads up, it's actually a magic bra, so you have to say this certain spell to open it.
Oh, okay. Tell me the spell.
So all you got to do is just say the words, clickety wickety, undo this bra quickety.
Okay. Clickety wickety, undo this bra quickety.
My bra pings off, revealing two well-rounded, huge goblin tits with sparkling nipples.
Wow.
Bang, bang, bang! There's banging on the door.
Oh, hello? Who's there?
Hey! Hey, I heard that spell. Did you just take my mum's bra off? Oh, gosh. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's my son. Can you just tell him that he misheard and it was a different spell or something?
Okay, no, that was a different spell. Just trying to heal your mum's wounds.
No, you bloody weren't, it was a bra spell. I'm not bloody thick, mate. What are you bloody doing? I'm going to say as well, the wound healing spell is not like that. It's completely different.
How would you know what the spell is to take your mum's bra off?
Oh, fuck off, mate. What the hell?
Your mum asked for my help. Please leave me to do that so she isn't in pain. I'll be a gentleman, I promise, mate.
Look, mate, what am I supposed to do? You know, a stranger has turned up at my house carrying my mum and takes her into a room. Bit weird. And the next thing I hear is the bloody bra removal spell. Oh, should we just try and ignore it? I've got an idea. Maybe you can take my knickers off.
We can do whatever you desire, miss.
Okay. Do you want to slide off my knickers with the knicker removal spell? So, really easy. Just whisper. Slippity whippity. Slip off these knickers quickity.
Okay. I whisper. Slippity whippity. Slip off these knickers quickity.
My knickers slide off, revealing a glistening goblin minge. Bang, bang, bang! Oi, what the hell? What the hell? Oh, God, I'm really sorry about this. It's my son again.
You're very attractive, miss, I whisper in your ear.
Michael, can you just give me a rest? Give me my privacy, please. Please. Oh, I'm sorry about him.
What should we do about him?
Oh God, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? It's stressing me out.
Well, I want to stay here with you, but I don't want to keep being interrupted.
Look, just take off your clothes, and I'll try and figure something.
Okay. What about a soundproofing spell cast around your door?
Oh yeah. Oh, brilliant, brilliant idea. Yeah. Do you wanna go for it then? Cast that spell.
Okay, quietly, sneakily, no noise will escape this room secretly.
Hey, hey, what was that? What was that? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to cast some kind of, like, silencing spell? I mean, it's not even, like, nearly right. Right, do you know what? I'm just going to come in. My son bursts through the door.
What are you doing in here?
Yeah, I'm just going to be honest. I don't really want you banging my mum. You know, my room's next door. It's a bit weird. She's in her 60s. You know, what are you, early 30s? It's weird. I'm not comfortable with that. It's anxiety.
I never said I was going to. She asked for my help to remove her clothes, and she's injured, so I obliged. And, you know, no funny business, I promise. I look over at you and wink naughtily.
Oh, did you just wink at her? Right, I'm getting my wand out.
Expelliarmus.
Ah, that's a great spell. Oh, well done. My son's wand goes flying in the air. Yeah. My son's basically been completely frozen in his tracks with this powerful spell. He can't move a muscle.
How long do we have till he's unfrozen?
Oh, I don't know. 1 or 2 hours, not too sure.
That's plenty of time. I take you in my arms and kiss you passionately.
I ram my tongue down your throat, running my hand over your goblin ass. Are you a goblin too? I can't remember. A faint scream can be heard coming from my frozen son as his eyes dart around manically.
Scream all you like, mate. Nothing you can do now.
Hey, yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, woohoo. Jesus Christ, this is only episode one. Real conversations. Re-enacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Cousin Licker has entered the chat.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. This guy seems nice.
What's a goblin?
Oh, it's like this. It's like this grey, wrinkly little creature.
Are you talking about my dick? Well,
yeah, it could be. Yeah.
What you look like then?
Standard gob. Is that okay?
Okay, sounds good. Can you be my cousin as well?
Says no incest in one of the rules on here, but yeah, sure. Are we like we're a goblin family then?
Yes. Okay, you start.
Okay, so I'm in my goblin house doing some goblin chores.
Hey cousin, how are you doing?
I'm doing alright, yeah, although I'm a bit knackered, you know. I just got back from Goblin University.
Okay.
Been learning loads of spells and stuff.
Okay. Can you do a spell on my cock and make it bigger?
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks, cousin.
Goblin girl gets out her wand and gives it a swish in the air. Bling! There we go. Oh, right. Wow. Oh, right. Okay. It's fucking massive. It's huge.
Knew you could. Cuz. Can we fuck now?
I think, you know, should I make my goblin vagina big as well?
No. Leave it as it is.
Goblin girl gets out a wand and gives it a swish in the air. Bling.
No.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. It's too late now. My vagina's... I'm going to be honest with you, it's fucking massive.
No.
It's huge.
No.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. It was too late by the time you said, and it's just... It's fucking huge.
Oh, God, I said no, you dumb cow.
Cousin Licker has left the chat. Yeah, going to be honest, quite fancied him, really. Real conversations. Re-enacted. For you. Poppy Hill studies at the chat. Poppy Hill studies at the chat. Real conversations. re-enacted for you. Poppy Hill studies and the chest.
I like goblins. I like goblins, but do you like an older gentleman?
How old are we talking?
77 years old.
Are you really 77 years old, Tweety Pie?
I really am 77 years old, dear. Here's a nice clean picture of me.
That's lovely. Looking swish. I like your jumper as well. That's nice, that is. Like little reindeer pattern. What are you doing here then? In a fantasy roleplay chat room?
I'd like to chat with a lovely young lady like yourself.
Oh, that's nice, Tweety Pie. That's lovely.
And I just love cyber sex.
Oh, right, okay.
Love giving oral?
Oh, okay.
That's why I said I like goblin.
Oh, you know, I'm feeling quite dirty after all that. Maybe I should speak to someone that's not so grubby. Queen of the Cross has entered the chat.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm up to about 4'9". Lol.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Actually, I'm here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Oh, really? Oh, God. Okay, I'm just going to tell you now, I don't think Jesus Christ is going to be happy with some of the stuff I've been up to. Yeah, I got in some really intense, like, goblin roleplay stuff with about 3 different guys. Yeah, stuff got freaky.
Jesus Christ loves you unconditionally, no matter what you do. He may not like what you are doing, but he will always love you.
Honestly, stuff got weird. You know, I banged a guy in front of, like, his frozen goblin son. Would he still love me after that?
Yeah, he loves you so much that he came to Earth to die on the cross for your sins and take your punishment for your sins for you.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, he is going to be taking a lot of punishment. I magic someone's genitals massive. Is he going to be okay with that? I mean, I magic my own genitals massive as well. Jesus got to draw a line somewhere, hasn't he? I mean, there's got to be a point where he's just like, oh, no, I can't deal with this.
Yeah, well, he may not like what you're doing, but he still loves it. Look, this is kind of difficult to explain in text. Shall we have a little voice chat instead?
Yeah, sure. But when you say he might not like what I'm doing, I'm telling you now, he's going to be creeped out by what I've been getting up to. Things have been rank. Even I'm a bit like, crikey, what am I doing? I mean, it seemed like a good idea at the start, but I've been doing things where I've been going into chat rooms and stuff and then recreating the chats with my mates, and then it's getting to the point where I'm thinking, am I just getting up from this? Like, do I manufacture the situation? There we go. End of the episode. What have we learnt from going into chat rooms and getting people to have conversations with me and then me and my friends acting them out? What have we learnt? We've learnt nothing. Nothing at all. Is this an okay way to end episode 1? Thank you very much. God, how shall I end this? That's it, it's done. Thank you very much. And from me, goodbye. Any other things I could say? Like and subscribe. Is that Adam Buxton's one? Well, I can't say that, can I? Doesn't it, maybe I should do like a Charlie Brooker. Go away. Like that. No.
See you in the chat room.
Pop. Poppy Hillstead has left the chat. That's good, isn't it? That's a good way. That's a good way to end. Poppy Hillstead has left the chat. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.